Test 3 Listening, Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about objects which mean a lot to them. Look at Task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H where the speaker keeps the object they're talking about. Now look at Task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H why the speaker values this object. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 4. Speaker 1.
If I were only able to save one of my possessions, it'd have to be this photo. It's an unusual one, I know. It shows a sofa with a couple of kids lying on it. The people in it are actually two of my oldest friends. I suppose the main reason why I like it is that it brings back to me the day that I took it. It still feels like only yesterday. I was only 10 then and had no technical skills, but somehow it really captures the atmosphere of the time and the place for me. I've always kept it close to me. It used to be in my bedroom, but now I have it in my office. It's not on display or anything, just in a drawer where I often come across it when I'm looking for a paperclip or a stapler or something.
Speaker 2.
This vase is something I really treasure. It's not got any great monetary value, but it reminds me of one of the best times in my life. That was when I was a student and sharing a house with a friend. We had such brilliant fun together and have remained very close ever since, even though I'm afraid she's now moved to live on the other side of the world. Anyway, she gave it to me one day, and I love it. I keep it on a small chest of drawers next to my bed. I like to always have fresh flowers in it, blue and orange ones if possible, to match the colours in its pretty design.
Speaker 3.
This letter has got to be the most unusual and valuable thing I possess. I have it framed now and it hangs just above a bookshelf behind the sofa where I sit and read or watch TV. It's not what it's worth that matters to me, though. It just fascinates me. It was written 200 years ago by an ancestor of mine to his wife the night before the Battle of Regina. He was a general and is describing how he felt. It's very frank about his fears, justified, unfortunately, because they lost the battle. And it paints an incredibly vivid picture of how things were for him then. His wife must have put it in a secret drawer in her writing desk, and I discovered it there when I was a child.
Speaker 4.
I always like to have this pendant on when I want things to go well. It's a kind of mascot for me, I suppose. I wore it on my wedding day and when I was taking my final exams, on my first day at my first job, all that sort of thing, and they all turned out well, so it must have something special about it. That's what I like to think anyhow. I keep it in a really strange place, I guess. Not in my bedroom, with all my other jewellery, as you might expect. It's actually next to the fridge, in with all the knives and forks. I put it there once when I wasn't thinking about what I was doing and then decided it was actually quite a safe place for something with so much sentimental value.
Speaker 5.
If I'm asked to pick my most significant object, I always go for this painting. I love sunflowers and it's the first thing you see when you come into my new apartment. It's hanging on the wall between the doors to the kitchen and my study, so I'm always passing it. It was done by someone I've known since I was 3. We were the only children in our little street, and he's now a well-known writer. They say that most people in the country have got at least one of his books on their bookshelves. Anyway, he threw it away because he said he was useless at watercolours, but I took it from his waste paper basket. It may not be technically perfect, but I love it.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
If I were only able to save one of my possessions, it'd have to be this photo. It's an unusual one, I know. It shows a sofa with a couple of kids lying on it. The people in it are actually two of my oldest friends. I suppose the main reason why I like it is that it brings back to me the day that I took it. It still feels like only yesterday. I was only 10 then and had no technical skills, but somehow it really captures the atmosphere of the time and the place for me. I've always kept it close to me. It used to be in my bedroom, but now I have it in my office. It's not on display or anything, just in a drawer where I often come across it when I'm looking for a paperclip or a stapler or something.
Speaker 2.
This vase is something I really treasure. It's not got any great monetary value, but it reminds me of one of the best times in my life. That was when I was a student and sharing a house with a friend. We had such brilliant fun together and have remained very close ever since, even though I'm afraid she's now moved to live on the other side of the world. Anyway, she gave it to me one day, and I love it. I keep it on a small chest of drawers next to my bed. I like to always have fresh flowers in it, blue and orange ones if possible, to match the colours in its pretty design.
Speaker 3.
This letter has got to be the most unusual and valuable thing I possess. I have it framed now and it hangs just above a bookshelf behind the sofa where I sit and read or watch TV. It's not what it's worth that matters to me, though. It just fascinates me. It was written 200 years ago by an ancestor of mine to his wife the night before the Battle of Regina. He was a general and is describing how he felt. It's very frank about his fears, justified, unfortunately, because they lost the battle. And it paints an incredibly vivid picture of how things were for him then. His wife must have put it in a secret drawer in her writing desk, and I discovered it there when I was a child.
Speaker 4.
I always like to have this pendant on when I want things to go well. It's a kind of mascot for me, I suppose. I wore it on my wedding day and when I was taking my final exams, on my first day at my first job, all that sort of thing, and they all turned out well, so it must have something special about it. That's what I like to think anyhow. I keep it in a really strange place, I guess. Not in my bedroom, with all my other jewellery, as you might expect. It's actually next to the fridge, in with all the knives and forks. I put it there once when I wasn't thinking about what I was doing, and then decided it was actually quite a safe place for something with so much sentimental value.
Speaker 5.
If I'm asked to pick my most significant object, I always go for this painting. I love sunflowers, and it's the first thing you see when you come into my new apartment. It's hanging on the wall between the doors to the kitchen and my study, so I'm always passing it. It was done by someone I've known since I was 3. We were the only children in our little street, and he's now a well-known writer. They say that most people in the country have got at least one of his books on their bookshelves. Anyway, he threw it away because he said he was useless at watercolours, but I took it from his waste paper basket. It may not be technically perfect, but I love it.
That's the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. Pause the recording for 4 minutes. You have 1 more minute left. Pause the recording for 1 minute. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.